Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Steve Livengood, and many of you know that he is president of ARISE. That's Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise. So first of all, good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, LaVon. How are we doing today?
Pretty good. And first, we need to talk about a program that's coming up, our usual Sunday afternoon programs. You remember we try and do those.
Yeah, except Cowboys? What is that? Is that what we're doing is Cowboys?
Well, kind of. And it is this Sunday, the 20th of February at 2 p.m. at the American Legion Memorial Building. I've been calling it Cass County, the Wild West.
That's Cowboys. That's Cowboys.
Well, there probably were Cowboys, but there was lots of murder and mayhem going on. You know how many hangings and killings happened in Cass County?
No, we don't want to go there.
And I was going to say, maybe you don't want to know how many, but the point is there are some very interesting stories about that. And Dana Kunze, who's done lots of research, is going to be sharing that information with us. So just plan on coming by on Sunday afternoon. And I'll remind you again here at the end. But in between, Steve, we want to talk about a roof. And I guess some people say, well, what's so such a big deal about this roof? But it is a big deal.
It is a huge deal because at the program, you will not have to bring your umbrella. We're getting a brand new roof put on the American Legion Memorial Building. I call it the Armory. I've been wanting a roof on this building for 30 years, back when it was an armory. We're getting one now. I am extremely pleased with it. It looks good. It really does.
And a lot of people, you know, we put the word out that we need to have this done. Many people donated to this project. And that's what's made it possible, as well as a good work crew to get it done. So tell us about, why is this roof unique? It's not, I think, like putting most roof houses on roofs.
I get a lot of comments on that. It's like, really, you're just putting a roof on the armory? How hard is that? I had a roof put on my house last summer. This building has flat roofs. You probably don't have a flat roof on your house. And it's got what we call a barrel, which is a half of a barrel-looking roof. There are no three-tab shingles up here. It used to be a tar roof. You know, you'd take the big bucket of hot tar, and you'd mop it all over it. Then the foam was put on it, and we're putting a rubber roof, a Duralast roof on it now. So it's not a three-tab shingles nailing it down kind of roof. And it's huge.
Yeah, I think I've compared it to half a football field. Does that sound about right?
That sounds about right. We could probably get the square footage on it, but let's just go with huge. It's bigger than a couple of houses together. Yeah.
And thank goodness McDermott Roofing has been able to get a crew here to do that. And by the time people hear this, I think we're finished.
I'm hoping so. It was supposed to be a four-day project, start on a Tuesday and finish on a Friday. They're going to finish on the Friday. Well, actually, they're going to finish on the Wednesday, but it's the Wednesday after the Friday they were supposed to be finished on. There was a lot of repair that needed to be done. Once we tore off the foam, then tore off about three layers of tar and then some insulation board, there should be some roofing there. Yeah, there were holes there. So there was a lot of damage that we had to repair.
And we might remind folks, this building was built in 1929. Of course, that kind of roof, I believe, was the tar roof.
Correct. And you know, you pretty much have to do a tar roof on because of the type of the roof it was. It flat roofs, that's what you had to do. Flat roofs work great, you know, where it doesn't rain. New Mexico, Arizona, that sort of thing. Around here, there's a lot of building downtown with flat roof, but they got some kind of a slope to it. The flat roof on the front third of the building, if you can look at it from the street, that roof up there is flat. It's a very large area.
So that roof, you know, would be similar to what people think about. But now you keep talking about a foam roof or foam covering.
The roof had no insulation on it, which was fine in 1929, I suppose, not so great nowadays. So when they had the tar roof on it, it would do the waterproofing thing, but there was no insulation. ARISE got it, and I'm thinking like in 2003, somewhere in there, put a foam roof on it. The foam was supposed to do some insulation on it. It did, but it wasn't very thick, and it was also supposed to do some waterproofing. It's like foam, you know, it's pretty soft. I'm sure everybody has scratched their name in their coffee cup with their thumbnail. So it was rather soft. Hail's, that's really a problem with it. So we tore all of that off, clear down to the wooden roofing on it, and put in 5 inches of foam. We have an R value on this roof of huge right now. And then put this Duralast system on it, which is, they say it's a water-based PVC. It looks like rubber to me, but I'm sure it's not rubber because of the UV lights and the sunshine and everything else. But it's all welded. All the seams are welded and everything. It's a solid roof.
Very good. That's the kind of news we like to hear. And going back to that, the roof that was in between, you know, at the time, that was probably a good choice because, again, you don't just find anybody who wants to go up there and do those kinds of roofs.
Exactly. The options were very few. When we decided that it was time to replace the foam roof, there were very few options. If you're going to do this weird non-3-tab shingles nailed down kind of thing, you don't really have a lot of options. We explored steel roofs, you know, reframing it so it didn't have the barrel on it, put a peak on it, a lot of different options. But and nobody does tar anymore anyhow. I mean, you can't get that done.
Okay, so the roof that is now on it, the Duralast, is supposed to last us for a while, a good number of years, I think. And we can't say too much bad stuff about that foam because it was on there a lot of years before it started to leak.
You know, from 2003 to 2022, yep, that's a lot of years, 19 years. There were people that are driving now that weren't born when that roof was put on. So, yeah, it did last a long time. Yeah.
So I just want to give credit to the people who made that decision. They made a good decision at that point. Well, now we have the option for the current board to make another decision. And again, it's just been great to have people to give money to support this whole project.
You know, we spend a tremendous amount of money on this building, but I remember a certain loan officer when we went out to get a loan for the roof when we thought we was going to need one and didn't recognize the size of the building. When the tornado went through, we didn't lose windows. We just lost panes of glass out of the windows, 21 panes of glass out of a window. If you look at the big windows, there's 20 windows on the drill floor. Each one of those windows has, 18 panes of glass per window. So, yeah, it's a really large building.
And so that's probably the next project when you're talking about windows somewhere down the road. I know you have them covered up for the time being, but it doesn't look real great.
Well, I don't know. It's plywood. It's good 3/4-inch plywood. I'm thinking if we paint them like a brick red and put some mortar lines in them, and no, yeah, we need some windows.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting when the insurance adjuster came to look at the tornado damage. He's like, there's some other windows that are broke too. Yes, they've been broke a long time, but we just haven't, you know, it's not that big of a deal. They were cracked, but, you know, we can't really have cracked windows. So, yeah, windows, that's going to be next.
Well, and I think hopefully people recognize, I think they do as they drive by, that this building needs to be kept looking in good condition. It's we're saving it for the future.
You know, you come into the inside of the building, and I would wager that if I would blindfold you somewhere downtown and drive you to the building, put you inside the building and take your blindfold off, like, wow, this is a really, really nice building, because it is a really nice building on the inside. And I said, okay, well, let's go back out the parking lot. You would turn around like, really? That was the building that I was in? Yes, we started on the inside because it's a little easier and less expensive, but we got to get the outside done too.
Yeah, yep. It all needs to work together to be saved for the future. And just mention, in case somebody isn't familiar with what's in the building, it does contain a military museum, a military library, and the Atlantic History Center. And people, the collection here, Steve, I think is somewhat unusual from some other museums where they go out and buy collections. We don't do that.
This is local stuff. In the military museum, about 1/3 of the museum is my stuff that I rotate back and forth. Otherwise, all of these uniforms, we knew who they belonged to. All these foot lockers, we have photos. We have the guys' discharge papers. This is all local stuff. And, of course, the Atlantic History Center right across the hall. Yeah, there's a tremendous amount of things in there that's like, oh, I know where that building's at or where that building used to be. Yeah, it's all local stuff here. All the books out of the library, sure. Open up the cover. It's probably got somebody's name written on the inside cover that it belonged to them.
Yes, it certainly donated by local people. And I always tell folks, you know, if you have something that you want saved for the future, your kids probably don't want it. They're just going to throw it away. Think of the Military Museum. Think of the Atlantic History Center. Think of the library. So, again, you can come see all this on Sunday, February 20th, 2 p.m., and hear a really interesting program put on by Dana Kunze.
We don't need cowboy hats, right?
No, I think you'll be okay.
Okay.
All right. Until next time, here's a thought. Truth is often stranger than fiction.